Well, I think the opposition following on Saturday certainly contributed to that. That you got 5,500 there, and it was a proper game. If anything, it was like a cup tie with the atmosphere. I don't know what it's going to be like, but if you know what I mean. I think on Tuesday night it's going to be probably the other end of the spectrum. I don't think there'll be too many travelling up from London.
Does that make it more difficult?
Yeah, I think it will do. I think we've got to make sure that we go into the game trying to put on a performance and get the energy levels for the supporters, because it's not easy sometimes when there isn't as many there. But you've got to make sure that you're professional and it's not after the Lord Mayor's show on Saturday. We've got a real tough game against Charlton, but the players have to... Sometimes the crowds can inspire and make you and lift you, and you don't have to be lifted. Tuesday night might be a game where the players have to lift the supporters sometimes, and it's a two-way thing, that when that happens, supporters have to stick with the players and making sure that they are a bit patient with the players, and not ultimately the players have to give them something to cheer about as well. So it's going to be different end of the spectrum, but ultimately we have to, it's a championship match against a team that are desperate to get points, and so are we.
Jose Riga back in Lancashire had a disappointing spell at Blackpool. Problems with the chairman, I think, there, Carl Oyston.
Never had that with Carl. I was always okay with Carl.
What do you make of that and the fact that he's gone back for a second spell?
It seems like to be a little bit of obviously unrest within that football club off the field, and decisions. They run it in a different way to other football clubs. If you compare us to them, it's a completely different setup. But they do what they do and whatever they think is the right thing to do. So ultimately, I'm not too concerned about what's happening with them, who's in charge, and whatever is happening at a football club. It's about what we're doing. I think we're very settled, both on the pitch, off the pitch. Got to keep working, improving. So we've got to make sure that we do the right things as we did Saturday. And regardless if it's Charlton or Sheffield Wednesday, we want 3 points to keep progressing.
Just how wary are you of building expectations up so high that next year you're going to... fans will expect you to at least attain the same level, if not even more?
I think that's only natural that... every time you finish a season, the next year you're trying to progress and get better. But also you've got to try and then remember, and I think this is where people with cool heads have to remember, that maybe sometimes you've done better than you actually expected to do that previous season, and that's how it will be. Just because we might finish somewhere in a real good position here doesn't mean to say we have to finish any higher. Of course, we would like to do, because that's progression for a football club. But ultimately, you know that a lot of other clubs will be doing different things in the summer, and we'll do whatever we're required to be successful again next season. So I'm not going to pull the reins on things and make sure we lose games deliberately or anything like that, because you're not allowed to do that and be foolish to do it. But I think we've got enough people within our group, above me, and supporters as well, who are knowledgeable, to say, right, yeah, where we finished this year has been a good season, and it's a clean start for the following season.
Okay, final one from me then. Are you slightly above where you expected to be at this stage?
I would have thought so. I think if anybody was to look at when we started the season and the budgets and the teams that are in around it, you'd have thought that there'd be a few other teams above us that are below us. And that's full credit to our players. Just because you're a big club or a big names doesn't give you any guarantee of success, and you have to earn the right, and that's what we've got. We've got a group that are run through brick walls for this football club and do whatever it takes to get results, and you've seen that for large parts this season. So we're probably ahead of where we thought we might have been, but we're there for a reason, because we deserve to be, with the results that we've had, the performances that we've had. And when you look back over the last few weeks, the teams that we've got points off have been some real big scalps. To limit a team like Sheffield Wednesday again to no shots on target just shows, who were the leading goal scorers, shows what we've got. We've got defenders who want to defend. There's a unity about the club and the group, and long may it continue.